My name is Joseph. I am an old man now, but I want to tell you my story. A story about a decision I made a long time ago, a decision that impacted all the rest of my life. It happened when I was engaged to Mary. Our parents arranged the marriage, which is the custom of our people. And I thought it was a good arrangement. I didn't know Mary except from across the village square, but I could see that she had a good heart, an open heart. And I knew that she would be a good mother to my children and a good partner for my life. So we were engaged, which is the custom of our people. Our parents introduced us to each other, and we set our promises to each other. And from that moment on, we were considered to be married, even though we wouldn't touch each other until our wedding day. We promised to be true to each other and to forsake all others. So I was a happy young man. I was confident of my strength and of my abilities. I was learning my trade as a carpenter, and I farmed a small plot of land. People said that I was a righteous man. And it was true that I was brought up to be an observant Jew by my parents. I went to the synagogue. I listened to the rabbi. I read the scriptures, I said the prayers, I kept the law of Moses to the best of my ability. So I was proud to be called a righteous man. I say this to you, not to brag, but to prepare you for the shock that I was about to receive. One day, Mary came to me and she said, "Joseph, I have something to tell you." I said, "What is it, Mary?" She said, "Joseph, I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit." Pregnant? How could this be? We had sworn to be true to each other and to forsake all others. How could my pure and innocent Mary do this to me? Had she been forced by another man? Had she betrayed me? But as I looked at her face, which was so clear and so open and so bright, I thought, that surely couldn't be. So I said, "Are you sure?" She said, "I'm sure, Joseph." And she ran her hand over her belly, and I could see that it was starting to swell. She kept looking at me with those bright, open eyes, but I couldn't hold her gaze. I was confused and full of doubts and dark imaginings. I said, "What do you mean by the Holy Spirit? How do you become pregnant by the Holy Spirit?" I had never heard of such a thing before. I knew how children are conceived. She said, "All I can tell you, Joseph, is that the child is conceived from God." She looked at me, just trusting me. And I couldn't answer. I turned away and I said, "I need time to think about this, Mary." And I left and I went up into the hills to walk for the rest of the day and think about this. A child conceived by the Holy Spirit. Impossible. No one has ever heard of such a thing. Well, in the scriptures there are some miraculous births. Sarah, Hannah, but this was my wife. This was my fiance. I was a righteous man to do, and I knew that the righteous thing to do would be to divorce her. No righteous man would allow himself to marry a pregnant woman. Either people would think that he had gotten her pregnant, which was shameful, or they would think someone else had gotten her pregnant, even more shameful. I had never before had any reason to be ashamed. But now, the righteous thing to do was to divorce her. It was in accordance with the law of Moses. It was what the rabbi taught. It was what the people expected. But I knew that if I did it publicly, it would shame her, and it would shame her whole family, and she might even be stoned to death. In my mind, I saw her face again, trusting me. And I knew I could not do that, so I came to my decision. My decision was that I would end the engagement quietly. I would dismiss her quietly. I would just let people know that the engagement was off. She would stay with her family, and I would let people know that I was not the father of the child. So I came home and went to bed exhausted with the mental effort of the day. Well, night time is time for sleeping, but night is also the time for dreams. There are some dreams that you have that seem more real than reality. And that's the kind of dream I had that night. I dreamt that an angel came to me, a messenger of God, as bright as the sun. And the angel spoke to me and said, "Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She's going to bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, the Savior of his people." Well, when I woke up, I was not sure what to think. The angel was asking me to do something that was not righteous. All I was brought up to do and to know and to learn was being called into question, and I felt torn apart. Would God call me to do something that went against everything I had been taught as a righteous man? I considered the call of Moses, who was called to set his people free. I considered the call of Samuel, who was called to speak a hard word of truth. And I considered the call of Isaiah, who was called to speak to a people who would not listen. And I knew at that moment that the call of God is greater than the call to be righteous in the eyes of the people. And at that moment, I felt myself surrender to the will of God, to the living God, and I gave myself up to it fully. Whatever it meant, I was willing to say yes. That day, I went to my parents, and I said, "Today is my wedding day." And they laughed at me, and they said, no. There's plenty of time. We can do it next year." I said, no. Today is the day. So they went to Mary's parents and brought us together. And we said our vows. And we were married that day. People in the village don't call me righteous anymore. When I say the child was conceived from the Holy Spirit, they laugh at me behind their backs. I don't mind. The whispers and the rumors, they don't bother me anymore. You know, sometimes our calling in this life is very simple. And my calling in life was to be the father of this child. And I gave myself up to that calling as best I could. It's enough to live the life that God has given you and live it fully. Now the end of my life is near. I know that my son will live out his calling, whatever that may be. But I can die in peace because I have done what I could. Righteous? No. Faithful? I hope so. Amen.